Everyone, thank you so much for being here today. It means a lot. So I describe my journey as a Christian, like the growth of an oak tree. My family are dedicated Christians, and they were the soil that I was planted into as a tiny acorn. They taught me the first things I knew about God. Sunday school watered the seeds that were planted in me, and I'd call this stage as a nurturing stage. Scripture was impressed on my heart, and I started to put down roots and the foundations of knowledge that levels upon levels of my walk closer to God would be built upon. I used to sing and worship God and pray to God out of my understanding of him. When I was 15 years old, I went to a summer Christian camp called Soul Survivor, and I've been going for the past 4 years. It was a community like I'd never experienced before. We were all from different backgrounds, and what knit us together like family was our shared love and abundant joy for the Lord. We were all from different... I was a sapling in my faith, but I had other trees growing around me, and I knew I wasn't alone. I could also see giant oaks around me who were giants in their faith. These were youth workers who inspired me. I still had big questions. I have always understood God, but major questions like who was Jesus and the Holy Spirit were answered. Reading Ephesians chapter 2 made Jesus make complete sense to me, where we are so sinful that God can't associate himself with sin, that it's through Jesus who wipes away our sin we can approach the throne of glory. And reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 about God putting his treasure into jars of clay made it make sense that how the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we're the unworthy jars of his divine treasure. When I was about 17 or 18, I can't remember the date, but I remember the night so clearly, I encountered the Holy Ghost for the first time. I was praying in my room, sat in the dark, and I was just casting my mind to the Lord. I was just thinking about the galaxies and how big and amazing God is. And without even realizing it, I was fulfilling the instruction of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, which says, "But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you." From that moment onwards, everything changed. Before, it's like hearing about someone and believing in them, and after, it's like you've met them face to face. Even if you don't see them for a while, you still don't question their existence. After receiving the Holy Spirit, everything didn't change at once. I still had things to work through. God began to make a change and convict me of sin, almost one sin at a time. In my everyday life, the Holy Spirit made me aware of sin that I was unaware of before and helping me to break free. A while ago, I was made aware that my relationship with God wasn't my first priority and I had to put him in his rightful place. Moving to university was one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I left a lot of friends behind back home, but it drew me so much closer to God, and I felt God's closeness like never before. And Jesus was my best friend. I began to fall deeply in love with him. I turned my university room into a prayer closet, and I spent a lot of nights alone with God, just like I did on the night I first received his Spirit. I made a YouTube playlist of lyric videos of worship songs and I would use them to sing to him. And I created an album of pictures of the universe on my computer from like NASA and stuff. And I would praise him and rest in his presence. And he started to reveal himself more and more to me. One night I was on my knees, drenched in his presence, and he revealed a Bible verse to me in my mind. I looked it up and it was exactly what I needed to hear. A few weeks would pass and the same thing would happen again and then again. And it made me not just believe, but fully know that the Bible is God's word because the God that I was praying to communicated to me through the Bible. After my first year of university, I was deeply in love with God and I promised myself in the summer, the next opportunity I would to get to be baptized, I would, which is today. I feel so incredibly blessed to have this family in Chester. You are my home away from home. Thank you for being the biggest blessing and getting me through my first year. I didn't just have a prayer closet last year, but I had a loving church family who shined so bright for Jesus. You looked out for our students and kept my fire burning. Because of this, my sapling rapidly grew into a strong oak tree. No matter what stormy weather comes my way, I am unshakable. I'm here to declare I am living each day for the Lord Jesus, the saviour of my soul. I have no fear of the future. Instead, I will take each day as it comes, seeking God's will for that day. I love the Lord God with all my heart, and I want today and every other day to come to be for his glory. Thank you.